السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We had discussed some time back with regards to the faculties of the body. The first thing was ilm and aqal. Ilm and aqal. Second thing was ghadab, anger. Third thing was shahwat, desire. And ilm and aqal is 1 and 2, then 3 is ghadab, 4 is shahwat, and 5 is adal. Adal, i'tidal, you know, i'tidal. You have a balance in things. No excesses. So this balance, the akabirin of the past, sometime when a person came to become bay'at, so what they would do, they will serve him some food and give him a roti. They will serve him some food and give him a roti. And they see if he finishes that food with that roti. If he doesn't finish the food, but the roti is finished, or the food got finished and the roti is still there, so you're not ready to take bayat. There's no i'tidal in you. There's excesses in you. They won't tell him that, but they did the test. They ran the test without him knowing. In those days, the akabirin, they were not quick to make somebody bayat. And people had lot of talab. Today's time, person comes, he asks for bayat. If you don't give him bread, alright, go to another shop. The shop, they haven't got bread to sell. We said, go buy somewhere else. In those days, it wasn't like that. Those days, that person made up his mind, now he wants to take bayat here. Right? Now he won't move. Whether that sheikh give me bayat, whether he don't give me bayat, I need to make my islah. So he will just remain there, follow the instructions, make the mashwaras and carry on. When the sheikh feels that, right, okay, now you are ready to take bay'at, then only he'll give him bay'at. Today, people get khilafat faster than what people used to get bay'at those days. Al-Mu'iz Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, he mentioned, aaj ye khilafat toffee ki tarah taqseem ho rahe hai. So today khilafat is being distributed like sweets. Person is not even going through any rigorous spiritual exercises or anything, and you have khilafat. So sometimes the mashayikh, they give khilafat to give the person encouragement, thinking that the person, if I make him a khalifa, then maybe now some conscience will come into him that, no, I need to put myself right. You know? So, bay'at, you're talking about bay'at, that the mashayikh would check this person now, has he developed some adal in him? Because if he doesn't have adal, then even if he takes bay'at, he goes off. Ifrat tafrit, ghulu. You see, sometimes a person is engaged in the work of tabligh. Right? So now they go to such heights of ghulu. You know, this work is the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Like, now the ark of Nuh alayhi salam was what? Whoever never get on the ark, they drowned. Whoever got on the ark, so they were saved. Now, can you make this statement? It's a statement of hudu. The statement of hudu. So people get involved in hudu. Why? Because there's no other. You just exposed to one work, and like that's it now. That's the work must get done now. Everything must. So it's very well and good if some are doing that work, very good, it must carry on. Now for example, you take an ustad in a dharma room, right? His day is already tight. So his family is already making a lot of sacrifices. They're already making sacrifices, right? A jamaat comes out for 40 days. After they finish the 40 days, they've gone back in their shop, gone back in their office, gone back in their job. So if the person finished 40 days, and then you go to him after the 40 days, and say, bhai, naam liko. Say, bhai, I just came from Chilla now. And even the Jamaat brothers will leave him alone. No, he just came from Chilla, so he's alright. But if a ustad is teaching for 3 months, he's got a tight schedule. Yeah? In between there, he's trying to go sometimes Shab Guzari, sometimes he's trying to go for some other program, sometimes something is happening there, Jamaat program, some alim came, student got some issue. He's doing all of that also in his day. Now his holiday is coming. But in the holiday you must go in Jamaat. Which holiday? Right? So if an ustad, he's got that inclination, that's very good. Alhamdulillah. But the zehen of his family also must be made. The zehen of his family also must be made. Now, if the zehen of the family is not made, the zehen of the man is made. He wants to go. He's teaching through. Like Tay Mutala, gone. Sheikh is having a program, he's gone. Jamaat is having a program, he's gone. The wife now, she's at home, crying babies, cooking, cleaning, confined to one space, no friends, nothing. Right? Her friend is the husband. When he come home, she can talk to him. Right? But now he's so busy, he has to make mutala, then 10 phone calls, he's sorting out this, he's doing that, so she can't really communicate with him. So she's making all this sabr. Alright, never mind. Holiday will come. Let's spend some time with him. So holiday come now, Hazrat wants to go in Jamaat. Now, she can't tell no, because this is a work of deen. It's a work of deen, can't you? So, what's the deal? The trade-off? You go to your mother's house. You go to your mother's house. So now, which lady don't want to go to her mother's house? Right? But slowly, when you start seeing that there is a rift here, husband is living his own life, wife is living her own life. Why? Because the husband got no i'tidal in him. He got no i'tidal in him. Now he is living another life, because every holiday, every opportunity, every time where he got, where he can give them undivided time. He's not giving it. He's not giving that undivided time. So she's looking forward now, okay, the holiday is coming. I will get to spend some time with him now when the holiday comes. The holiday come. He's gone in Jamaat, he's gone here, he wants to spend a couple of days with his sheikh, he wants to do this, he wants to do that. So you, what you must do now, go to mother's house. So she goes to mother's house. So now, if she starts drifting, whose fault? But if you explain this to a person who is heavy into Jamaat work, you can't understand it. If a man went 4 months and he came back and I'm meeting his tashkil, and he says, hey, bhai, I just came back. Even the elders will tell me, hey, take it easy, he just came back from 4 months. But the person is teaching 4 months. He is doing more ta'lim than what you're doing while you're out in Jamaat. He's sleeping less than the time you're sleeping while you're out in Jamaat. He's also doing a khidmat of deen. But because I got ghulu, that is not regarded as a khidmat of deen. With my tongue I'll say it. No, you're teaching everything. You must do it properly. In your holiday time you must come out. So what are you meaning? What are you meaning? That this what you're doing, I don't acknowledge it as work. Because that man who went 4 months and he just came back now, I acknowledge that as work. That's why I'm not making his tashkil to go for another 4 months now. I'm saying, no, he just came back now, so give him a break. So the Mauli sahab, why you don't say, hey, no, he's been now 4 months, he pulled, now give him a break. Because you don't regard it as a work of deen. Although with your tongue you'll say that, no, teaching time. We're not interfering with your teaching time. Your holiday time you must go. You understand? The same with the person involved with the sheikh. Right? Person with the sheikh. If his sheikh tells him that I want you to spend the day here. Khalas, he's so excited. No, Hazrat told me I'm going to spend the day there. He's very, very happy, excited. I'm in the khidmat of my Hazrat. If his mother tells him, you see, today, I want you to just stay with me at home. Bohot mushkil. Very hard. Very hard. Very hard. When Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Allah fill his cover with noor. So Hazrat, there was one murid, right? Sometimes I say he was like a madzoob, The only thing he could see was Hazrat, nothing else, So, if Hazrat is going anywhere, he is there. Any suffer, anything. But now, you get so involved in your passion to make khidmat, that you start lying also. You start deceiving other people also. I'll give you an example. I know Hazrat is gonna come out 10 o'clock. Right? I got this information now because I went and booked my room next to Hazrat's room. So I want to be there. Now I want to carry his chair. I want to walk with him. So my satis are asking me, my peer bhais, what time Hazrat is going to the haram? No, I don't know, man. But you know. You know he's going 10 o'clock. You're lying, why? I want to be the one and only. Hazrat Masih, I'm ready to go with him. Where's all the other murids? They're not there. Right? I'll tell you what used to happen in Hazrat's time. Hazrat used to come out, this was the latter portion of his life now. Now somebody will go pick him up from the house, bring him for salah, then they take him back home, etc. So, you got a car, he got a car, he got a car, he got a car. All want to take Hazrat home. Right? Now, this fellow came early. He knows the spot where to park. Hazrat will come down from the steps. He'll see his car there. Alright, where's so and so? Alright, I'll come here with you today. Right? You know the sheikh now, what's his habit? So now I came late. I wanted that spot to park there, but I know Azad will see the car there. Now he beat me. Now what I do? I'm telling you real what was happening. I go take his shoes and duck it. Right? So now when Hazrat is coming out, Hazrat commanded a lot of respect, although he was so down to earth. So when he's walking, now everybody is moving, now they're walking behind him, right? Now this bichara, he can't find his shoes. So now Hazrat is going to come down, he'll see the car there. Where's this? Now they look around next. No, don't know. All right, come on, I'll come with you. So they used to sabotage out of muhabbat. But is it right? See? So your objective is now no more Allah Ta'ala. Your objective became the Shaykh. The happiness of the Shaykh became your objective, not Allah Ta'ala. You forgot who you're supposed to be pleasing. You forgot i'tidal. Ghulu came into you. Now Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had so much of i'tidal. Right? Allah Ta'ala, the first time He allowed us to go for Umrah with Hazrat. So we reached Jeddah airport. Now Hazrat is the Sheikh now, right? Now me, first time I'm traveling with this kafla now. The rest of the people, they travel a good few times, they know now what happens, what Hazrat does, this, that. We don't know nothing. And I'm traveling with Mastura now, right? With Appa. So one side, all of them with their families and all that. So you've got to worry about your family also. And now, so because we don't know the ropes here, right? So now you're going slowly now. You get your bag. Now these people already, that time the system was different. They knew passports, this, that, taxi. One fellow has already gone out getting the cars. Like Hazrat's car, this one, that one. And now you don't know what, you don't even know which door to come out from, right? You're still trying to figure this whole thing out. So we came out. Now I'm trying to tell you why people reach where they reach. Why people don't just reach where they reach just by wishful thinking. Now imagine Hazrat now, how many people are traveling with him? There's so many people traveling. He don't take responsibility for anybody's travel arrangements. You book your own ticket, you book your own hotel, you book your everything yourself. Yeah, you come for the program, no problem. What ikram I can make for you, I'll make for you. But I'm not responsible for your arrangements. You book, you do your own thing yourself. So, everyone is gone out. Everybody's gone out. I'm inside, still inside the airport building with Appa. And one person is there, he's telling me, South Africa, bring a passport. Now these bus operators, they used to do that. When you come out, you don't know what's the story. The fellow says, South Africa, bring your passport. Now you think, oh, this fellow knows I'm from South Africa. I'm going to give my passport. You give me your passport, you're stuck. Because he's waiting to fill his bus. Right? So he's going to get more and more passengers to fill his bus. Now you can't go nowhere. You got your passport now. So this fellow is telling me, South Africa. Next thing I see Hazrat walking towards me. From outside the airport, he came back. Hazrat walking. He came there. He told me, don't give your passport to anybody. Come out from that door. You'll get the taxis there. Don't pay more than this for the taxi. This is the amount you pay to go to Madina Munawwara. You're going to Madina Munawwara. So this is the rate. After that, if you want to give the driver something from your side, no problem, but this is the rate. to go to Madina Munawwara. So you get all these taxis there. You go outside, you get the taxi, right? And we'll proceed to Madina Munawwara. So it made me think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't equate our mashayikh to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can never. Not even the dust on the shoes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the way they live their life teaches you the sunnah. You see a mirror of the sunnah. So when you study the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the fastest camel. His camel was very fast. But he will keep coming to the back. He will keep coming to the back. Right? Those who are going slowly, encourage them, be with them. So Hazrat was gone out, his taxi is ready, finished, bags are inside. Who? You don't understand the level of khidmat people used to make that time for Hazrat. You have to see it to understand it. So everything was ready for him. And he's an elderly man, heart patient, bypass patient. So he's tired after a long journey. He gets into the vehicle, he's still going to travel another 4 hours to Madina Munawwara. You're on suffer. So we're going to worry about other people. But no, they are a cut above. They are cut above. And this i'tidal was in everything. The ayat, consideration. Who doesn't want big, big congregations must come for their program? You want 120 murids? My program must be bumper crowd. Right? I'm giving you my experiences. Everybody will have their experiences. I was making imamat in Quwwatul Islam Masjid, also known as Ginger Road. Most people don't know the name of the masjid, Quwwatul Islam Masjid. So I was making imamat there. So that time, there was no second imam. Right? Making imamat on your own. So if I needed to go anywhere, then I must just appoint somebody to make imamat for that one namaz or two namaz. So when it was like that, so I used to go Monday night for majlis, I used to go Thursday night for majlis, twice a week. Then I went to Masjid al-Taqwa. So there also, there was only one imam. Right. After that, Maulana Shakir Hansa joined the masjid. He's still there till now. So now we had 1 week, 1 week. So now I spoke to Hazrat now. I said, kya karu? For majlis. So you only come on the week you got no imamat. The week you got imamat, you don't come. Duty is first. See, not, I make a plan, put somebody there. No. Your duty is your imamat, you make your imamat. The week you're not on imamat, you come for majlis. Okay? One time, Hazrat was going for Umrah. I want to go now. The mutawalli of the masjid, that's why you must do your duties properly. Do your duties properly. I'm not saying I was doing properly. I just had somebody's duas. But if you do your duties properly, then the mutawallis also, they won't trouble you. So the mutawalli of the masjid came to me. He said, Maulana, Hazrat is going for Umrah, why don't you go? Now why? Why they want you to go? You see, companies, they'll identify a staff and they send him for extra causes. They send him for extra causes because that becomes an asset to the company, isn't it? The more this person, the more skills he gets,
So they were seeing the benefit. Because every bayan, now you're telling what Hazrat said. You go to the pious people, there must be a rub-off. If it was somebody better than me, the rub-off should be better. But there must be, even a fool like me too, there'll be some rub-off. So, they seen that benefit. So he came to me, he said, no, why don't you go? Go join Hazrat for Umrah. I said, no, this is very good, but I didn't even request a leave. They're offering me a leave. But 1 week was in still madrasa days. So when I went for majlis, I went by Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, I want ijazat to join you for Umrah. He said, madrasa? I said, no, they gave me leave. So who gave you leave? Who are you working for? Who gave you leave? I said, no, Mutawalli gave me. You're working for the Mutawalli? This is dini khidmat, this is Allah's work. You got a responsibility. So he told me, he said, all those children coming there to the madrasa, you have to teach them. Now you're going to leave them and you're going for Umrah. You're shirking your responsibility. So I told him, I said, no, Hazrat. They told me I can put somebody in place there, the person who look after the... No. He said, you got a different teaching style. Everybody got a different teaching style. That person is going to come there. The students, they're not used to him. He's not used to them. So he's going to take him 1-2 days now to find his feet, them to find their feet with him. Right? Then only he'll be able to teach. Then he's going to leave and go away. Now they just got used to him. Now you're going to come back, upset the apple cart again. You do your duty. Time will come for you to go for Umrahs and all that. And then he told me, he said, till I was teaching, where I had like a proper class and I was teaching, I never went in madrasa time. Now I'm going because I'm farig now. I just teach a little bit here, teach a little bit there, nothing like serious. So now I go. But till I was conducting a class, I never went in my teaching time. Now, if you don't have, if you got guru, I got my kafla is getting bigger, everybody can see now what a group I'm moving with, how many murids I've got there. Just more and more people, how many people coming. Apa used to come with for majlis. Now the children are growing up, we start madrasa. Hazrat told her, now you don't come for majlis. Only come in all day. Don't come for majlis. Because now the children got a right over you. They have to go madrasa, they have to do their homework. Now you bring them and come for majlis, they're going to come back tired, this, that. So you have to have i'tidal, right? Have a balance. Everything that you do, you have a balance. You don't make ifrat, you don't make tafreet. No ghulu. There was one person, his wife, he bichara was working class, and now the company that he's working for, sometimes he has to work in the weekends, you know. I can't remember exactly what was the setup, how many weekends he works and how many weekends he gets off and all that, but to work. And then school, the school holiday, school children, you know, they get holiday. So, every time he's working, that weekend he's working, Her parents are going for wedding somewhere, her parents are going somewhere, visiting somewhere, going somewhere. She's gone with them. She's gone with them. Because he's at work. Now the lady is not thinking, my husband is at work for whose benefit? My husband is at work for whose benefit? Our benefit. So, if he's sacrificing, I too should sacrifice. If he can't go for that family gathering, he can't go visiting there because he's working, so I must stay at home. I should stay at home. When he comes home, he got a smiling face to look at. He got a hot meal waiting for him. But this man, when he comes home now, he has to work a Sunday, whatever now. Sunday they work half day till 2 o'clock or whatever. Now he comes home, he's alone. He's alone. She's gone with her parents. Then comes school holiday time, she's took on the children, gone her parents' house. He's sitting at home alone. So, he couldn't be alone for too long. So he got involved with somebody at work. I'm not saying it's justified what he did. Not justified. But this is what happens when there's no balance. Either from the husband's side, either from the wife's side. There's no balance. The lady, when she gets married, she has to understand that now I'm married. Every time my parents are jumping and going somewhere, I can't jump with them. I got a husband now. I got children now. That's my responsibility. I go, yeah, once in a while, it's a different thing. Today you get wealthy in-laws and all that. Every time they're going for holiday somewhere, they just take it as that's the rule. That, you know, the daughter comes with them. They're going for holiday somewhere, the daughter has to go for them. No, we're booking for the whole family now. Now he, bichara, is working class. He can't get off from work. Otherwise they'll book for him too. What's it to them? Maybe a couple of thousand more. They got too many thousand. Don't know what to do with it. So they'll take him and go. But now he can't get leave from work. He's not his own boss. So now if he tells her no, then she's looking like a popo with lemon juice on top. And then the father-in-law is getting cut up with him. And the mother-in-law is phoning and giving him one story. So now they jow, jow. But now the lady is not doing her duty to her husband. She must think for herself that no, my husband is not doing. My husband can't go. Where is my place? My place is with my husband. So now, a lot of times it happens in alim's homes. It happens in Sufi Sahab's homes. It happens in Tablighi's homes. Right? And we are talking this because we are involved in deen. Allah keep us in deen. But it happens even to businessmen and all that. I know my one friend, he just got married, right? He just got married. So when you just get married, then this connection be calling you for dawat, and that one be calling you, you know, all the connection they give you on dawat, they call you for supper by the house. You all don't know about it because no experience. Inshallah, one day, when you get some experience, then you will realize. Right? So, I didn't have too many connections, so they were not, nobody was calling me anyway. But generally, that's the trend. You'll see now that uncle will call you, this one will call you, that one will call you. So, his one uncle called him, after Maghrib or after Isha or whatever, his supper. So he went there now with his wife, went there to the house. Uncle is not there. No, he's delayed at the shop. Some issue there at the shop, so he's delayed. So now they're waiting for him to come. Now he phone, cell phone Zamana. He phone, say, no, you'll start eating, I'm coming this now. So this fellow said, no, we'll wait for him. What's the wait for him? So eventually, he pitched up. He came, this friend of mine told me, he said, he walked in the house, he's still on the phone, he sat down, he just cut the call, he made salam with us, right? And he went to dish out, his phone rang again, he answered, you know what, I have to go, man.
have to go, you know. So, he had to go. So people, you get so involved in your work, whether it's deen work, whether it's dunyavi work, that you forget that other people around you got certain hukuk. Other people around you got certain hukuk. Right? This, our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, now he is the eldest from the brothers, only two brothers they were, the elder brother. So when Allah Ta'ala got him, now he was getting so involved in dini work, right? So his mother called him, and his mother told him that, see, whatever hukuk I have over you as a mother, I'm relieving you of it. I relieve you of it, and I'm sacrificing you for Allah's deen. You make khidmat of deen, don't worry about me. So what we are talking about is to have i'tidal. Anything that we do in our life, have i'tidal. You sleep with i'tidal. You don't just, now it's holiday time, you're waking up zuhr time. So what I'm doing the holiday now? So you're sitting with your phone? No, your life must be one. Your life must be structured. Your life must be one. Right? You normally go to sleep at 10, so you can wake up at this time, get your tahajjud, get your this, get your that. So in holiday too, the same tartib must carry on. Yes, you're not going to be sitting in dars the whole day. You're not going to be sitting in dars the whole day. You'll be doing some other things. But you can't alter your tartib so much. Now you're sleeping 1, 2 in the morning. What are you doing till 1, 2 in the morning? Playing on the phone? Friends, phone, games. Then next morning you're waking up zuhr time. What kind of a life is that? No. Your structure of your day must remain the same. Yes, some activities will change. But the structure must remain the same. That's how your day is structured. You structure it then. Right. Now, alhamdulillah, lot of you unmarried, young people, you are going out in jamaat. Right? So that's very good. Now you, some of you going 3 days, some of you going 5 days, some of you going 7 days, some of you going whole holiday. Right? So those that are going whole holiday, they can't go to their parents. They can't go to their parents. So now what are you going to do? Rather spend their time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak, accept it. Now, those of you, like one student, he gave his name for 5 days or 7 days or whatever. Then he came to me yesterday. He said, no, I want to come spend a couple of days with you. I said, bhai, so when are you going to spend days with your parents now? When are you going to spend time with them? You want to go 1 week jamaat. Right? Then you only got 1 week left of the holiday. So now a couple of days you want to come and spend with me. So when are you going to spend time with your parents now? When are you going to get used to making a khidmat of your parents? When are you going to bond with your parents? You're not going to bond with your parents. A lot of times, you think you're making khidmat of deen, but you're lazy. That's why you don't want to be at home. Because you're lazy. Because at home, there's no friends. Right? You don't have your satis and all that with you at home. And at home, what's going to happen? Your father is going to tell you that we got some work in Durban, go open a shop. Open a shop. Your mother is going to give you some errand. Your father is going to tell you, do this, do that, do now. All hectic, all that. Arar go in jamaat. I go in jamaat. Jamaat, we went in jamaat, bhai. It's a very aram zindagi. But alhamdulillah, work gets done. But it's an aram zindagi. You wake up. Those who are serious, they will wake up for tahajjud and all. Others who are not serious, they're waking up for Fajr. After Fajr,
6 points. Those who are doing the work properly, now they'll make mashwara, how we're going to spend our day. This student's jamaats, sati sati, they finish, tell that fellow who's giving the 6 points tomorrow morning, hey Baba, you make that thing mukhtasar, in amma qawmun fal yukhaffif. You know what I mean? They give him 1-2 hadiths and everything, you make that thing mukhtasar. So if he is taking a little bit long, they're already making big eyes. And lot of times when you look around you at the students, they're all catching fish. Because the night before, they're sleeping so late. Because they got their satis with them now. Now they're talking, plus they got their smartphones and dumb phones and they're talking. And the zimedars also of the place where they go, there's a student jamaat, organize a bribe for them. But they too looking for somewhere to socialize and, you know, they don't want to go home and carry the crying baby, the nappy baby, look after the wife, or they don't want all that pressure. You know, go sit around there with the students there, play some ball with them, maybe take them to the paddle court also, even in the indoor soccer, will arrange one game for them. I was surprised sometimes student jamaat going out from here for the weekend. Then they're asking me permission if they can book the indoor soccer. I said, but you've been for 24 hours, where you got time for indoor soccer here? You can only for 24 hours. Then rather you don't go in jamaat, just stay here and play soccer. So now you sit and have a merry good time there. After Fajr, you can't keep your eyes open. You're falling off to sleep. The Amir Sahib is catching fish. You two catching fish. They're just waiting for that fellow to finish his 6 points. And the mashwara is always, we'll sleep first and have breakfast when we wake up. Or, you know, normally that question comes. Must we have our breakfast first, then go to rest, or must we rest first and then have our breakfast? Student jamaat always, no, we'll sleep first and wake up and have our breakfast. So what time is Tanim? So Tanim 9-12. Supposed to have 3 hours. Tanim 9-12. But now when you go to sleep first, and last night you slept very late, so now everybody is surfacing around 9:30, 9:45. Then we still have to have nasta, right? We are having nasta now. So the Tanim time gets cut down to like hour and a half, right? Then after Zohar, the Zimedar has brought lunch. You're still burping your scrambled eggs. They brought lunch and came. Now after you hit that lunch, now you kailula till Asar. So what work did you do so far? 1.5 hours Tanim. Right? So you stepped away till Asar. After Asar is chai time, right? Because after Maghrib we have to go for Kash. So we need chai after Asar, because Safar is only after Isha. So we need a tea to carry us over. So now we have chai after Asar. So that while that person is still reading that fazilat of zikr between Asar and Maghrib, the other fellow already finished, put the kettle on. The khidmat duty, the kettle is on. The last people to make amal on that fazilat is the jamaat. They give the fazilat. I'm talking about the student jamaat, right? I'm not talking about those serious jamaat, they're going out, they're doing the work properly. I'm telling you what the students do. So that fellow is already making the tea. After they read that fazilat, that student whose turn it is to read that kitab, he's looking through that whole fazail and zikr to find that shortest one. He got no intention also anybody must make amal. He's just reading it because now everything has to get done. And after that, all are gone from the masjid. The whole jamaat is gone. They're gone. Hey, we go calm after Maghrib. It's gush, man. We've all gone to have tea. Then you little bit gush after Maghrib, program after Isha, and then the party starts again. And then the cycle just carries on. So it's a wonderful 7 days. I mean, you got no tension, no pressure. Every place you go, they're making your ikram, right? Plus you get stripes that, hey, after all day, went in jamaat. I mean, So it mustn't be like that. Mustn't be like that. Your niyat must be true. You're going in Jamaat, you go and spend your time properly. One of the asatiza asked me, said that he wants to go in Jamaat in the holiday. Now you got the option to go, the students are, I said, don't go with the students. Don't go with the students. Because students, they in their own alam, they came out from madrasa and all, they got freedom. So they don't take the Jamaat seriously. So I think you find one serious Jamaat and join them. Don't go with the student Jamaat. Because then you're not going to be able to do the work properly. You're not going to be able to follow that tartib properly. So go find another Jamaat, go out with them. Jamaat that is seriously doing the kaam, go with them. So you're going out in Jamaat in the holiday, mustn't be because it's boring at home. What am I going to do at home now? Then they're going to start sitting on my head, now I must go to work. They're going to say they're going Durban, now I must wake up 7 o'clock in the morning to go open shop, stand there in the shop, and then they want me to watch the garden boy and clean the pool and do this and do that. I have no time for all that. I was going Jamaat with my friends, follow my own tartib, sleep 3/4 of the day, talk, meet new people. Everywhere this Hazrat goes, he'll make one connection. So, that mustn't be the niyat. If you're going in Jamaat, you go, you follow the usuls properly, you do the work properly, you don't make the Jamaat badnam, then you will benefit and you will be of benefit. You too will benefit and you will be of benefit. Understand? In your life, always have a balance. A balance. Now, you go lunchtime, it's cold, it's winter. The fellow is taking out ice cold drink from the fridge to drink with his lunch. Now, does he have a balance? He got a total chemical imbalance in the brain. I mean, it's winter, it's cold. You're taking a cold drink from the fridge and you're having now. In winter. Your mother won't allow you to do it at home. But now because nobody is watching you, now you want to have it. So there's no balance. No balance. Understand? So balance is important in anything and everything you do in your life. You must be balanced. Don't have an imbalance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. But it is a sad thing. It's a sad thing. When you get involved, you get passionate about in one work of deen. And then you can't appreciate the other works of deen. It is very good to get passionate in a work of deen. But that mustn't make you such that after that you can't appreciate any other work of deen. Understand? So for example, if a ta'lim is taking place, Jamaat ta'lim is taking place, other side there's a class taking place, a dars. Somebody chooses to go and sit in the dars rather than the ta'lim. Now we look down on them. Because I'm passionate about this, I'm not passionate about that. One person, he is going to his sheikh. That family, they got taluk with the sheikh. They are making the islah, they are following his guidance and they are doing their thing. What khidmat of deen they are doing for humanity, you don't know about it. What khidmat of deen they are doing for humanity, you don't know about it. But you are going in Jamaat. Right? So you feel now that the only khidmat of deen for humanity is Jamaat work. So now I look down on that family. or those people. They're not coming in Jamaat. They don't have the fikr for the ummah at heart. No, you don't know what that person is doing. You don't know. Right? And vice versa. That person, he is going by his sheikh for his Islam and all that. He's not going in Jamaat. So now when the masjid ta'lim is taking place, he's not doing anything. He got no commitments, he got nothing to do. The Jamaat brothers are sitting there, they're reading the Fazailat Amal. They're going to read for about 5 minutes, and some masjids, I don't know, they just go on and on also. They got no i'tidal. But most places, it's a short few minutes, they read after Isha Tani. Now that person, because he's wearing a Jalalabad topi, he must just walk straight past, you know. Like as if to say, these people are committing some guna now. He mustn't even look in that direction, in case I get pulled in there. So he must just walk straight, you know. Like, this is not our thing, like, you know what I mean? This, we Jalalabad topis now, we go in this lane, you all go in that lane. No, that's not right. Is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ahadith being read there? You can go and surround there. Never mind, you didn't go chilla, you're not a four-monther, nothing. No problem. This is a masjid, Tani. You're not doing anything. You can sit around there. Isha is so early. Sit around there, let me hear one, two things. Maybe I get hidayat. So every work of deen must be complementary, supplementary. And why you want to convert the converted? If that person is doing that work, no. He must get involved here. You have to come in Nuh alayhi salam's kishti, otherwise you're going to drown. Otherwise, you know, you're studying deen, you still drown. If you don't join this, you drown. You got a sheikh, no, but if you don't join this, you drown. And the person in the sheikh, if you don't make your islah, you can go how many 4 months you want to go by. If you don't make your islah, you drown. Now, this is not right attitude. Especially those of you, you're studying, you're becoming ulama, etc. One is the awam. They don't have the capacity to understand these things. Right? If the man got his hidayat through Jamaat work, for him, that is the only date of hidayat, finish, and must leave him like that. Don't change him. Leave him like that. If the person, he got his hidayat through the khanka, to him, that's the only thing in life, is the khanka. So, leave him there. As long as he's on hidayat, alhamdulillah, leave him. Why go and interfere with him? He's not doing anything wrong. There's so much untouched people in the casinos, people in the escort agencies, people not reading namaz. Go and do your work amongst them. Bring them in. Why are you worried about the person who is doing something? No. What he is doing is not right. He must come do this. No. The man who's doing Jamaat work, let him do his Jamaat work. The man who's doing the khanka, let him do his khanka work. The man who's doing both, Nurun ala Nur, let him do both. Why are you interfering with his life now? There's so much untouched. Go and call on those, get them involved in any one of these works. And especially you that are studying, you become ulama and all that. You must never have this guru in you. You must have a lot of i'tidal. Right? You've got people that are affiliated with tasawuf. Alhamdulillah. And a man I saw like this was Maulana Harun Abbas of Marsa. My ustad. Allah for his cover with nur. He fitted in with every tabqa of deen. When it came to ta'aleem, he was the Bukhari Sharif teacher. And he was a grade 1 teacher. At the same time. He taught in the maktab and he taught Bukhari Sharif. Any ulama came, mashayikh came, he's there in the front. Any jamaat come in the masjid, he's with the jamaat too. He joined the jamaat also. The students are going in jamaat, he go and which masjid they in, he go and spend some time with them too. There's a person not well in the community, he's going to visit him too. He was a true imam. Made imam, but a true imam. He led the community. He embraced every work of deen. He didn't run down anyone. No, he embraced everyone. The little children, he kicked ball with them too. Small children in a maktab. He kicked ball with them too. And then starts off his day is teaching Bukhari Sharif. End of the day is kicking ball with the primary school children. And then he goes now to visit the, who's sick in the town, who came back from Umrah, who's leaving for Hajj, where there's a nikah, go visit those houses. That's how you must be as an alim. Understand? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. You know, make dua for me now. I'm old now. I don't know if I can change my... You know, the tree is already crooked now. I'm going to make it straight. But you fellas, you're still young. So you all don't go crooked like me. You all stay straight. Stay straight and be like this. Have wus'at, i'tidan in your life. By making your parents khidmat is also khidmat of deen. A very, very high khidmat of deen. You get so caught up, you think, you know, you just in the arm studying, I go in jamaat, I go by my sheikh. Your parents, where's the time? Where's the time for your parents? Whole time you just going to... Ask yourself when you go home in a weekend, how much time you spending with your parents? You got no wife, you got no children, you got no business, you got no nothing. But how much time you giving to your parents? Ask yourself the question. Holiday time, you're going now home for 2 weeks. So you mapped out your 2 weeks. 1 week I'm going in Jamaat, then I want to go sit by my sheikh, then I want... Did your parents feature anywhere in there? That no. 3 days of my holiday or 4 days of my holiday, I'm going nowhere, I'm only with my parents. Whatever they want me to do, however they want me, what they want, what khidmat, I'm there at their beck and call. Whatever come my mother got in the house, I'm there to do it for. She got errands to run, I'm there to do it for. My father, whatever work he got, I'm there. Do we think like that? Who made that tashkil? Who made that tashkil? That how many days are you going to spend with your parents? So the parents is only ATM. You know, ATM. The parents are the ATM. Anything I need, how to buy a gun now? Hey, mommy, I need to buy a gun now. I need some extra spending. The winter now, jacket now, you know, everybody wearing burnus now. I need burnus now, I need some money. I want to go in Jamaat, mommy, I need money. Daddy, I need money. So they just the ATM. But my time, I can't give to them. Can't give to them. So you must understand as a student of deen that you are in the path of Allah. You are already in the path of Allah. Whole year you in the path of Allah. Now the little bit holiday you get, give some time. If you got inclination towards tabligh, or you got inclination towards your sheikh or whatever, take out some time for that also. But take out time to be with your parents. Wallahi, today's children, they're back answering their parents. They can't stay at home. They're frustrated to stay at home. I'm talking about students of deen. Because you get so used to a free life. You go to eat there in the mess, you sound like you're in a macheni. Right? You got shoe racks, you just kick your shoes outside the room. Now at home, your parents will make talk. They tell you, pick this up, put that right, don't make noise, don't sit like that. You can't take that. That's why you don't want to stay at home. Because you can't take that. The discipline of the parents you can't take. So now you come home for such a short while, that they too don't want to upset the apple cart, they don't tell you anything. So you carry on growing up like a crooked tree. Because let me tell you something, what your parents are going to tell you, your ustad can't tell you, your sheikh can't tell you, and the Jawan brothers can't tell you. That your parents will tell you. But that's if you spend time with them. But you don't want to spend time with them, you just want to run, run, run. So when you're going to spend time with them, that they can pull your ears a little bit and tell you your place. You don't want that. The next thing you know, you qualified, you get married, and finish, you're gone. And then you're troubling your wife. And then you don't know how to bring your children up. Because you never stay at home. You never learned what it is to be at home. So your holidays, very good, you want to go in Jamaat and all that, mashallah, very good. But remember, take out time to stay at home. Go and clean that garage with your father, go and pack that boot with your father and let him give you one shot, because you don't know how to pack a boot. That will make you a man. But you can't take it, you pull your face. Because you come here in your locker, you make it look like a garbage tin, and nobody tells you anything. So you're not used to anybody telling you anything. So now when you go home in the weekend, they don't tell you nothing, because you're surfacing on his or time. Your mother is cooking your favorite food for you, because the king and prince arrived here at home. Whole week is in madrasa. So nobody tells you anything. And then holiday time too, now you just want to run and go. So take out time, go in Jamaat. But make sure when you come back from Jamaat, you're spending that time with your parents. And before you give your name to go in Jamaat, you make mashwara with your parents. Maybe your parents are waiting for you to come home. Because they got some kaam to do. Now, they don't have a hand. They're making the sacrifice. They're working to pay your fees, buy your kurtas, buy your kitabs, give you your spending, make sure that you are comfortable. Now, your mother needs a doctor's appointment. Your father can't leave the shop. So they're waiting for you to come, but you don't know that. Your mother needs to go to the dentist. Your father needs to go to the specialist. But they're holding everything that, no, he'll come holiday time. We'll be a little bit free. We can go and do these things. He's our big son. But now, before the holiday can start, I'm going 1 week Jamaat. I'm going 10 days Jamaat. You're not asking them, you're telling them. Now, in their mind, now how can we tell him not to go? He's doing Allah's work. We Jahils, he's becoming Alim now. So what we know? But the khidmat of parents, is it something in deen or not? Is it something in deen or not? To spend time with your parents. Some of you don't know your siblings. You only fight. Because you hardly spend any time with your siblings. So think about this thing carefully. When you want to give your name to go in Jamaat, you ask your parents' permission first, before you give your name. And if your parents, if you see a slight hesitation from their part, you don't go. Because you are in the path of Allah. It's not like you're not in the path of Allah. You are in the path of Allah, and they are making the qurbani for you to be in the path of Allah. So now if they need little bit assistance, they need little bit support in the holiday, especially now if you got one wrong holiday, which inshallah you won't get. But say like December time now, it's a long break, right? Now there you take out 10 days, you go in Jamaat, another 10-15 days you're at home. So now alhamdulillah you're balancing things out. Like now this holiday, if you're going 3 days, you're going 5 days, provided your parents are fine with it, then now you come back home and you are with them. And the parents, what they are, you must get the knocks from your parents, right? If you're not going to get the knocks from your parents, who's going to give you those knocks? Today you just want to back answer, you just want to get upset, pull your face up, don't talk, go sit down in your room and close the door. Two boots. What are we studying deen for then? If that is our behavior. I'm not saying it's your behavior, but there are some reports coming like this. Not, I didn't get a few people, but parents are complaining today. They are crying. Their hearts are bleeding. That this fellow, I carried him, I gave him the dry bed when he wet the bed, and today you want to talk to me like this? Today, if I made one mistake. Now all of a sudden the son, he got very conscious about parda. Right? Now the mother, bichari, maybe she's not in parda, but she's decent, but she's not in parda. Now maybe she made one mistake. Now he's coming down on her like a 10-pound hammer. Right? The one who fed you, who carried you, took care of you, held your hand, taught you how to walk. And now you want to behave like you became one big allama. And the parents also can err. They can make some mistake. But now the one mistake they made in their life, now you're holding it against them for life now. Can't work like that. Think. Deen, you can't be tunnel visioned. You just regard one thing as deen and finish. No. There's a lot of things to see to. That will make you a proper insan. Understand? While you got your parents, take advantage. Let your parents shout you. Let them teach you. The lessons they'll teach you, you can't learn from anybody else. Understand? Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Now you must learn how to have a bath quickly for you. Now, 2 weeks you won't hear my voice now. I have to give you a charge the battery up properly before you go. My last PHEV. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Usama? You need to charge the battery, full charge. Inshallah. Whatever battery is not charged.